professional soccer is not nearly as glamorous as the NBA, NHL, NFL, Major League Baseball, but America's greatest soccer players play other countries' teams. They play all across the globe, and those soccer players are developed right here in the United States. Now, the men's national team is great. Unfortunately, they're not playing as well as the women's national team. And I bring up the women's national team because they're going to be starting the World Cup in France next month. And one of them is from right here in Georgia. 31-year-old defender Kelly O'Hara is a native of Fayetteville. She graduated from Stars Mill High School in Fayetteville in 2006. And what that means is that any soccer player in Georgia, if you are listening and you're a soccer player, you have a chance not just to play in the pros, but you can travel the world representing the United States in the Olympics, the World Cup, and other international competitions. Joining me live right now are two up-and-coming soccer players who train with Atlanta United Academy. We have 17-year-old Brandon Claggett, who plays right wing. Welcome, Brandon.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
And we have 17-year-old Josh Francombe, who plays center midfield. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you.
And we have Atlanta United Academy director Tony Annan.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. So, Tony, let's start with you. What is Atlanta United Academy?
It's an academy with 145 players, male, from ages 11 all the way through to 19. We have seven teams that compete in the highest level of soccer across the U.S. It's a fully funded program, so the players in the program don't pay for anything. It's so the barriers of pay-to-play are not in the way. And we look for the very best players to play on our teams to try and produce professionals, number one, for the first team. And then obviously the rest of our guys all go to college and continue their soccer and education with scholarships to NCAA colleges.
Are they all from Georgia?
90%. Okay. We do bring kids from out of state who are very talented. We have a home state program where we place them with a family and they train full time. So they leave their families usually around age 15, or most of them, 15 to 17 are where the guys we bring from North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee. We've got a couple of guys that have traveled in from there. So
it's quite a commitment for these young people.
Absolutely. It's pretty much a way of life for them, to be honest. It's their number one time spent with me and with our teams. They spend more time with us than they do with anybody else. But they're very committed to what they're doing, and they've all got a goal and an end goal that they want to be professional soccer players, or at least get a good scholarship to college and try and go on professional from there.
Speaking of dedication, Josh, you just told me that you are doing high school completely online through Riverwood. Is that so you can devote the rest of your time to Atlanta United Academy?
That is. I want to be able to spend as much time trying to improve myself as a player, and by going all online, I can allow myself to do training during the day and sort of being able to miss more school for trips outside of the country or outside of the state.
Mm-hmm. Do you all travel a lot?
We do. We have. We took a trip to Mexico earlier this year. We go around the country. We go to San Diego every summer, and we went to Texas for 2.5 weeks this year.
That's incredible. And Brandon, you are a student at Woodward.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Academy. What has been your experience playing with Atlanta United Academy?
For me, it's really, really to balance the education and soccer. So I feel like it's really preparing me to go to college if I'm taking that route, that I have to get my studies done, but also have time to train and better myself, just get on to the next level.
I should tell our listeners, you just heard a train whistle because we are in the Gulch, which is a train transfer center, basically, in addition to a massive parking lot where there's a big soccer tailgate going on. So there's a lot happening here. If you hear more train sounds, that's what's going on. So, Tony, why don't you talk about why Major League Soccer actually requires franchises like Atlanta United to train, to develop younger players?
As a country as a whole, we're obviously trying to obviously embrace the sport like they do in the rest of the world, but also produce youth players who can move into the roster and they don't hit the salary cap. So from a business standpoint, having homegrown players is a very lucrative, obviously, opportunity for the academies. There's a huge investment from owners now into the academies and the size of the academies and the schedule that they compete in is not cheap to run an academy. So there's a big investment, but on the return, you can get two or three guys who play for their home team, for their home city, and also obviously save money on the cap the sort of the objective of what we're trying to do. But it, overall, it's enhanced development at a very, very fast rate across the country, because the investment is now going into those academies and obviously starting to produce. There's a lot of young players now signing professional contracts, so hopefully it continues and we can produce more players, which will benefit the national team and the pro game in this country.
And any business will understand the need for talent development at all levels, but for Tucker it's going to be at the younger level, because people start playing in the pros, what, at 18 or even younger?
Well, George Bellows is a prime example. He signed a professional contract when he was 16 years old.
Wow.
And he was playing the first team last season and at 16 years old.
Unbelievable.
So those are the kind of guys we need to get through, and obviously they're great for the city, they're great for the team, and they're great for business.
Mm-hmm. Josh, what's a daily schedule like for you as an Atlanta United Academy player?
Well, since I don't often go to school, I'm often at home online. I have 2 training sessions sometimes on Mondays and Fridays, where I'll train around 10 a.m., have about an hour there, go home, continue to do some schoolwork, and then come back to the training ground at around 5:45 and train for about 2 hours, which includes gym work and on-the-field work as well.
Unbelievable. The discipline of these 17-year-olds is very impressive. Brandon, do you have your sights on a particular college or a particular team? Or you're 17, so you're probably thinking of the next couple of years for yourself.
Yeah, for right now, the college recruiting process is really starting to pick up. Getting exposure in GA Cup, Sarasota, we go to Florida to play in a couple showcases. Really, I'm starting to look at a lot of colleges, starting to see the academic piece and the athletic piece, trying to see my fit, see where I'm going to go, see if it carries me to the next level to become a pro.
Very cool. I should ask both of you, since you're both Georgia natives. Tony obviously isn't, with that accent.
25 years. I'm a Georgia native.
Oh, you are a native Georgia now.
I'm pretty much that.
But for young soccer players growing up in Georgia, what's it like to be a soccer player in a state that's really a football state?
All right, well, growing up, I always sort of, the game was a part of my life since I've been very young, and I've tried to embrace it as much as possible, and as Atlanta United sort of come into the fold, thanks to like Arthur Blank and all the people that made it possible, like it's been fantastic for me to be able to have the experience under a professional academy.
It's just, over the years, I've seen it change so much from just playing club soccer and not having a professional team and not having a route to like go pro through that. It just changed a lot over the time. Just playing with my friends indoor. Now we have like a direct route to get development at like the highest level possible right now.
Yeah. And some of your teammates are now playing, like George Bello, playing with Atlanta United. That must be a lot of very exciting for you to see, you know, your peers going to play in Major League Soccer.
Yep. You just get to see the town that's around you. You're surrounded by people who want to get better every single day. It like pushes you to really be like the greatest that you can be.
Right, being able to have that experience of playing with players who are at your level and sometimes even above your level really pushes you to be the best, and you want to be able to work for them and sort of push yourself to become as good as you possibly can, just to sort of make that next step and make that jump.
Tony, for those of us who are interested in maybe attending an Atlanta United Academy game, do you have fans? Do you have a schedule? Can people go get tickets?
Yeah, so we play in a, you don't have to pay. When we play at home, we play at the training grounds up in Marietta. And they're pretty much open on game days to anybody who wants to come in and watch the youth teams play. We get a lot of supporters who are not just parents of the kids, who like to come and watch. A lot of the supporter groups, there's a few of those guys come up as well to see new talent. But the it's open to the public, so it's not hard. The schedule's online at ussoccerdevelopmentacademy.com. You can pull up the game schedule, and obviously we've got the 12s and then all the way through to the 19s, so there's plenty of games to watch.
I bet. It's a lot of soccer. Well, I'd like to thank Tony, Josh, and Brandon for joining me today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.